WIRX.
Dang.
You know, I'd be Tim Allen, you'd be Al.
Yeah, I'll take that. Al's sexy, man. Actually, I was watching Home Improvement on my antenna TV. It was on Lab, the last year. Yeah.
Damn. See, right there, that pays for it. That pays for it. What'd you pay, like $40 for that thing?
Yeah, it's $49. So, it's $50 right after taxes. Perfect. Worth it.
Right
worth,
there, paid for.
Worth every penny.
Love it. That Matlock. How's Matlock?
Good. It's always good. Always good. Andy Griffith, at his finest. Anyway, it is time for your topic of the day. As always, sponsored by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Specialite is growing, and they want to grow with you. If you're looking for a new career today, Specialite is hiring. So check them out. They're online and also right here in Southwest Michigan. Specialite, Benton Harbor, and Decatur. Your topic for today. All right, you get to be buried with an object, and it actually gets to go with you to the afterlife. What single object are you taking with you to the afterlife? All right, you just take one, but you actually get to have it with you after you're dead.
See that you're dead. Don't you get it? You're all dead. We're all gonna be there eventually, dude. Yeah. You know.
So, this is tough because you know it's hard to find that one thing you want to take with you.
Yeah, yeah. So here's a couple things. Here's a couple feelings you get initially when you hear this question.
Yeah.
It's like the jerk inside of you just wants to know. All right, what does everybody want after I die? I'm gonna take that with me because you can't have it.
Yeah. Everyone's just waiting for you to kick the bucket, so they're gonna see who in the will is gonna be bequeathed this certain thing.
Yeah, usually it's like money, but, you know, I don't think anybody's waiting for me to die to get my money, so what is it?
They're actually going to have to pay after I die. That's how I
like, damn it.
I'm broke, bitch.
This guy's in debt? What?
I would take either my fishing pole, like it's one fishing pole, one of my fly rods, maybe my three-weight fly rod. That'd be good. Or my mini bike. Maybe take my mini bike with me after I die. At least I can cruise around,
bike.
You know?
What are you going to be cruising around in heaven on your mini bike?
I don't need to take any photos of my wife. I know what she looks like, all right? But
you're going to be up there looking down anyway.
Yeah, creeping on her. I'm going to be that ghost that's always in the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah, getting ready to take a shower,
I know you're you son of a bitch. You know,
Probably my fishing pole. If I were to say anything, because I hope I can fish in the afterlife. God, please let me be able to do that.
Just gonna be up there fishing for eternity. Yeah. Huh?
You know what? I'm gonna realize how I'm in hell is because nothing's biting.
Right. And the weather always sucks.
It's a perfect, you know, just the water's glass, or I'm on this perfect trout stream, and it's just the conditions are perfect. I see the mayflies all over. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna slay some fish, and then just nothing bites all day, and every single day the devil's just sitting there behind a bush, just laughing his ass off.
The beer is always flat.
Yeah.
Sucks. Yeah.
So that's my two. That's my two options.
Yeah, you know what? I got a good one, but you know, let's take a break and we'll come back with
it. All right. Oh, you don't want to give it up right now? Okay. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. You get to be buried with an object and you get to take it with you into the afterlife. What single object would you take with you when you die? All right. Good God, man. Save it for next break.
Brock, WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Here we go. Good morning.
Here we go.
Yahoo! Your topic of the day today, sponsored by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. You're dead. You're getting buried. However, you get buried with one object that you get to take with you into the afterlife. What single object do you want to take with you?
I'm a man of the people, and it doesn't matter if you're on earth or if you're on heaven or in heaven. Here's my thought. This is what we're going to do, Brock. So at the funeral, right, I'm going to be buried with a bunch of beers. Bunch of beers. And I'm going to take those beers into heaven. We're going to throw it down in heaven. It's going to be a great. I'm going to arrive with the party. Like, what's up, guys? But the greatest part about this is when I'm at my funeral, we're going to fill the casket full of ice and beers so people at the funeral can drink as well.
But here's the problem, though. Isn't that going to leave you with a bunch of empty beer cans in heaven?
God,
or hell, which is where you're going. So, no, it's...
Yeah, I guess you got to refill. You got to refill it for me, guys, before you throw the dirt on me.
And when you get there, the can return machine is broken, so you can't even cash in your cans.
No, you got them from Indiana.
Damn it! I do like that, though. Maybe a case of beer, a case of brouhahas, but it depends on where you're going, because if you're going to hell.
You know, here's another thing. Just think about it, guys. Let's start doing this. Let's fill the casket with ice and start throwing beers in there. It does two things. It keeps the body cold, which it needs to be cold. You know, you don't want some smelly body in the corner.
Yeah.
And keeps the beer cold. We're having a party.
I don't know if I want to go grab a beer from your casket, though.
You got to grab one. I'm going to put one right between my legs.
All the beers are located in your crotchal region. Luckily, there's a lot of room for the beers then. Am I right? Hey,
oh, you bastard.
There's so much
room. I'm going to make Andy, the dead guy. He's going to put a beer in my hand. You're going to have to pry it from my cold, dead hands.
I like that. That's a fun game. That'll be a fun funeral game. Pry the beer from the dead guy's hands. Oh my God. Are your eyes going to be open and your mouth wide?
Dude, for sure. For sure. Straight up eye contact, dude.
We got some great answers on Facebook. What one object would you take with you to the afterlife? Carrie said money. They say you can't take it with you when you're gone. Watch me.
Somebody did that. Like, there was a guy who, like, he was buried with his fortune, and everybody's like, he's dead. Should we just not do it? Like, no, it says it in his will, everybody, you know.
That's a good way. You want grave robbers? That's how you get grave robbers.
Right.
Like, the dirt isn't even settled yet. They're like, all right, let's get in there. Get it done. let's see. Blake said a big-ass frozen margarita, because I'm pretty sure it's going to be hot where I'm heading. There you go.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Bottomless margaritas. Let's see. Anna said Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. All right, that's a smart answer. Come on, Anna. It's supposed to be dumb answers here.
What is that, a book? Was that a book?
Yes, Hunter. For God's sakes, yes, it's a book.
I don't know. I don't read books.
Top to bottom, left to right. That's what
in eternity. You know, you're going to live eternity. That's what you want, a book, huh?
Maybe it's a good book. I've never read it.
Is it a book? Is there a book on tape on it?
Yeah, can I take the book on? Do you have the cliff notes on that book? let's see. Joseph said a crisp towel.
What?
He's gonna take a towel.
Compared to what? A regular towel? What's
I don't know.
A crisp towel.
His profile is Towley from South Park. So who knows?
Well, yeah. Don't forget your towel. You did.
Crisp.
Don't
crisp
forget your towel.
Because it's not a crusty towel. Which
yeah, that's true.
Bad.
That's true. It's gonna be crusty though after a couple weeks in the afterlife. Brett said he's bringing his snowboard. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Wait. You got no snow up in there. Is there snow in heaven? I don't know.
I'm guessing they're not down in hell. There ain't going to be. But heaven, I'm sure. They probably got some. If you don't think Jesus isn't up there shredding his board, man.
And his Jesus board. Jesus shredding the clouds.
Jesus up there with his Oakleys on shredding the slopes, man.
What's up, bro? Welcome to heaven.
You meet me over at the fire pit later. We're going to have some beers after I'm done shredding this sweet slopes, bro.
It's either that he's going to show up, it's going to be really hot and nice, and he's going to be like, dude, nobody lets snow. Why do you think there's snow in heaven?
What are you talking about? Sarah said she's bringing a walkie-talkie into the afterlife. I'll get you a niner in there. Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
So she's going to take one to heaven and then leave another one back.
Yeah, there you can talk to people. Creep people out. There you go. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Patty said she's bringing her Harley, going to go cruise around. let's see. Josh
cruising
is
the hog.
Yeah.
Cruising the hog through the clouds, man.
Josh is bringing his bong. All right. Son of Sam said a Wi-Fi connection because it'd be fun to mess with people on Facebook from the other side. Of course, Sam would
do that. Hey, guys, it's still me.
Still trolling people. LOLOLOL.
You know what? I always thought about that. I always thought, like, hey, I'm going to pay somebody. Like, you know, hey, if I die, here's my account. Mm-hmm. Just, like, keep posting stuff. Keep saying stuff to people. Like, and don't ever tell anybody who it is. You got to be act like it's me.
Well, here, can't you just do a bunch of scheduled posts? Can't you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. Like, right before you're going to die, you're like, yeah, you make a bunch of that's funny.
You got time on your deathbed, just start scheduling posts, you know, 50 years into the future.
Start making predictions.
Still God, dead, LOLOLOL.
This guy just won't go away.
Hashtag afterlife, hashtag.
It's hot down here.
Yes. let's end with Sadie. You can bring one thing into the afterlife. What are you bringing? Sadie said she's bringing a vibrator. You know what, Sadie? For God's sakes.
It's me sitting in a nice, comfortable cloud.
Actually, I believe that's where thunder comes from, is from all those sloots up in heaven.
God. A lot of them up there, huh?
Yeah, the sound of angels singing is actually just a bunch of dead broads just going to town on themselves.
Jesus just shaking his head. What's going on?
Oh, we got a big thunderstorm coming here. Oh, why is it? It's raining?
Oh, no. All right, let's get out of this one. Hit the button. Come on, let's get out of
it. Oh, it's raining now. What's going on?
Oh, God.
What's going on? More rock.